You're listening to SBS News.
Just 24 hours after it was unveiled by Prime Minister Scott Morrison, an attempt has been made to decapitate the statue of Mahatma Gandhi outside the Australian Indian Community Centre in the Melbourne suburb of Roeville. The Indian government donated the 6-foot-tall bronze statue to commemorate 75 years of India's independence from British rule and to highlight multiculturalism in Australia. The man who drove India's non-violent movement, Mahatma Gandhi, is widely believed to be the leader who guided the country towards independence from British rule in 1947. Vasan Srinivasan is the head of the Australian Indian Community Charitable Trust.
It is really saddens, and you know, someone would vandalise the statue within 24 hours of this unveiling. And they were trying to, cut the head off by grinding it around. Looks like they tried to do it. It has gone almost 5 to 6 millimeter deep from both sides of the head, the neck, sorry. It is really disappointing to see this level of disrespect of India's history and Mahatma Gandhi's status towards the community in the most multicultural state in Australia.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison unveiled the statue on Friday. In a statement to SBS, he says he's devastated by the vandalism, calling it disgraceful and extremely disappointing. He says Australia is the most successful multicultural and immigration nation in the world, and attacks on cultural monuments will not be tolerated. The Prime Minister adding that whoever is responsible has shown great disrespect to the Australian Indian community and should be ashamed. Police couldn't get any fingerprints because of heavy rain on Saturday, and it's hoped CCTV footage could assist. The President of the Federation of Indian Associations of Victoria is Sura Prakash Soni.
I don't believe why anyone would do such a low act of vandalism to Mahatma Gandhi statue. So we just have to wait for security footage to come out and find out who that culprit may be.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News.